And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Why am I the one singing? Come on!
Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
Wow,
wow, man. What the heck was that?
I don't think that was a note.
I think he had a stroke. Oh, no. You've been eating too many potatoes, man.
Check that boy right now. Hey, real quick, we do want to remind you before we dive into the podcast.
Strokes aren't funny, buddy.
The podcast this week. He's right. The podcast this week is sponsored by the Safer Ride app. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. So if you've been drinking, get a ride or call a cab, drive sober, or get pulled over. Oh, I did it right. I've been saying drive sober or get pulled over.
You wanted to make it rhyme.
I did. That's what it's all about. Yeah, drive sober, get pulled over, baby.
Wow, that was funny.
Yeah, so do you know my kids have never been to Burger King or Wendy's?
Ever?
Ever.
Why?
They just never have. I'm like, they just don't.
They've never had a Frosty?
Nope.
Whoa. See, that's a problem. Because I'm thinking, like, what would I really miss? And then I go, whoa. You can't take Frosties out of my life.
They've never had Frosties. They've never had chili from Wendy's. They've never had.
Oh, what is it? What's the thing they have at Taco Bell? You know, it's like the cheese and the chili, and they put the cheese on it or something like that. The beans and cheese. Pintos and cheese.
Dude, what? Nobody likes pintos and cheese.
Why are you putting the number one up?
My kids have been to Taco Bell once.
Once?
Once?
Oh, that was recently. Didn't you take them? Because, and it was a thing? Like
3 years ago.
There's like nothing I eat at the Taco Bell menu, and I've been there more than that.
I love me some Taco Bell. It's like anytime we have like cheat food for dieting and all that kind of stuff, Dude. It's always Taco Bell or we go get some.
I mean, seriously.
Some what?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, or we go get some ice cream at McDonald's. Dude, I love me some ice cream soft serve at McDonald's, except the machine's always being clean. Yep.
Only 160 calories for a cone.
Really?
Yes. Just telling you what I know.
I didn't know that. Yeah, but it's like the machine's always getting cleaned. Oh, the machine, or it's either cleaned or broken. Oh, it's broken.
I went to a fast food place the other night at 11:30. I was driving home from something, and I'm not going to name them, but they are supposedly famous for their shakes. So I'm like, look, just give me a grilled cheese and a vanilla shake. Shake machine's down. Okay, but you're open 24 hours, and you're famous for your ice cream. So, yeah, I was a little disappointed.
I'm feeling you on that one. That's the worst, because you never know when that moment's going to hit when you need that soft serve. Stacy and I did it a while back. We were out on a date night, and we drove around. It was a McDonald's soft serve. I just was craving. I'm like, I need soft serve. So
Do you do the dip it?
No. I do the thing where I get it, and I put it on my forehead and go, I'm a unicorn. Have you not seen those videos?
No.
I've never done that. I always cry. Yeah, it's like the thing right now on the internet. It's like the unicorn challenge or whatever. You get an ice cream from McDonald's or wherever you get like the soft serve, and then they go, and they put it right in the middle of their forehead, and they go, oh, I'm a unicorn. I'm
Why
a happy unicorn. It's the dumbest
Why
thing ever.
Would
because
I
yeah,
not?
It is.
Why would I not eat soft serve ice cream?
That's what I do. I always cry. I cry for the little baby soft serves that gave their lives for my tummy. You know?
Did you know that today is National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day?
Liar.
Well, we know now.
You're
what?
It's also National Aviation Day.
Oh, well, congratulations to
you
all
guys.
The aviators.
How do y'all not know that?
Yeah.
What, the aviation
we're
day?
We're pilots.
Thing?
We're not nerds. We're like, we don't have a,
you are nerds.
We don't have a calendar that tells
so
us every
day.
I'm pretty sure there was a year once where we did a special show for National Aviation Day. So don't
think
act
that's
like
true,
you
actually.
Don't know when it is. You just missed it.
Yeah. Man, okay. The worst.
Like my anniversary.
Lindsay
and
Pumpjoy.
His kids' birthdays.
Lindsay Pumpjoy
birthday.
Says, yeah, it's a bunch of BS that it's broken. What it is they don't like cleaning the machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pull up and they go, oh, I'm sorry, the ice cream is out, it's broken. And you're like, no, come on, man, please, just hook me up. There's some in there, right? And they're like,
I haven't eaten, let's see, at a McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Wendy's, anything like that in 5.5 years.
Really?
That's
6 years
crazy,
at the
man.
End of this year. Yeah.
So you
crazy.
Missed out last year. Burger King did the Black buns for Halloween.
Totally yeah, missed it. You know what else I missed?
I went specifically to go get that
like
Whopper.
My favorite
yeah.
of all of those, I love them all, but my favorite is Taco Bell. That is my go-to
yeah.
favorite food.
We went to Taco Bell last
food.
Week, and it was amazing.
Do you know what I missed? I quit eating what I say fast food, but basically just the main, you know, the main ones. I quit eating all that stuff on January 1st, 2011. 2 months later, Taco Bell introduced the Dorito Shell Taco.
Oh,
which, by
yeah.
the way,
I have never had one. I think that's probably the greatest thing ever invented.
I go, like I said, I go to Taco Bell and I do all that kind of stuff. And I always avoid it for the simple reason that I don't want to be let down. Because it sounds like pure heaven.
Doesn't
you know,
it, though?
You think Dorito Taco, this is going to be, this is it, man. This is the pinnacle
of
modern, yeah, modern humanity. So I've always stayed away from it. I'm like, I don't want to be let down. Because who wants to be let down? You know? I mean, what if it's not right? If it's just a little bit. That's one of those things, because we all know we love our tacos, and we all know and love our Doritos and all that kind of stuff. If it's just a little off, then it's wrong.
Well, I have, speaking of, I'd like to show you guys something that's very important.
You're eating a potato?
This is my final potato. I had one left.
For the 10 daters of potatoes?
Uh-huh. I meant 5 days, 4 days.
Three and a half.
No.
No.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and half a Thursday.
No. That's three and a half.
Yeah, when did you cheat? Thursday evening?
Night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thursday night at like
go ahead. Right, try to make it okay.
It's three quarters. But I slept through the night and I didn't.
Yeah.
Carson, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Don't you think it's a tad unfair? No, you know, I've tainted the jury. I'm sorry.
You did. You started off.
Yeah, you're right. Don't you think these guys are terrible?
How about that?
By telling me, I told him, I was honest on the show this morning.
Yeah.
I said, hey, how's the potato thing going?
Okay, real quick, kind of give some backstory in case this is somebody's first podcast they've ever listened to.
All right, so Penn Jillette was on the show, the magician. He's lost 100 pounds. Now, Penn has lost 100 pounds mainly because he's vegan. Like, he eats really well.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't eat a bunch of junk.
Quick note, Oreos are vegan.
But,
just putting
yes,
that
that's
out
what
there.
He, quick no, note, he on. Also bashes Oreos. He's like, look, I hate when people say that because
yeah.
I hate it. It's bad food for you. I don't know, yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. But, A, it's vegan. So,
it counts.
So anyway, says... this thing is, I go 2 weeks, just potatoes or whatever food, just one food, and kind of reset you. And then after that, you start your real diet. Okay, so I'm going to do it. As I'm not doing 2 weeks.
But that and the idea was it keeps you from, if the only thing you can eat is a baked potato or a boiled potato with no seasoning on it, no salt, no butter, no anything.
Nothing.
If you do that for 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is, it's there to break you of those bad habits
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, when you need a snack, you go to the thing and you go, oh, well, I got to eat a potato because I can only eat potatoes. And then you go, I really don't want this.
Yeah. So
gets rid of boredom eating.
And so that's what I've been doing starting on this past Monday was just eating just potatoes, just like Bubba said. Nothing on them, just pure, just potatoes.
The entire building smells like potatoes.
It really does.
So anyway,
it
last
smells
night,
like the Irish landed here.
I was in the kitchen, and Kathy was making spaghetti. And she had one pot of noodles and one of sauce with like a meat sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I had five spoons, like small spoons, of like the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had three cashews, and I had, what else I have?
Peanut butter
peanut
and a
butter.
Piece of cheese.
Oh, yeah, I had a piece of cheese, and then I had a spoon of peanut butter.
A big heaping
it's,
mega
it
spoon.
Doesn't
it really
matter.
Wasn't. It was very
you
small.
You said it was a heaping mega spoon.
No, I didn't.
No, yes, you did.
I lied.
Yes, you did.
Go to the tape.
I lied. It was not huge. Anyway. These guys, no, cheater. Oh, it's over with.
It's not, I want to say this again. It is not a diet. It is not something where if you were eating a balanced diet and
it's
counting
not,
your calories,
it's not
you
a potato
cheated a
diet,
little,
right.
We would have been like, oh, well, yeah, man, well, don't let that get you down. Just keep going. It is a stunt. It's a challenge.
It's
you
a lifestyle change temporarily.
But mm-hmm. potatoes. That's it. And if you break it, then you might as well, that's it.
Just, so you're the guy who's running a race and you trip and fall. You just stay there and go, well, no, it's over with.
It is not. That's not the same as this.
Yeah, it is.
That's like saying, I'm going to run this entire race with no shoes. And then halfway you go, well, I'm going to wear my shoes for a little bit. And they go, no, you didn't run the whole race without shoes.
Yeah, you can't claim after the fact that
there is no claiming. This is,
and that's still not a good analogy.
You guys are so black and white.
This is a challenge. This is not a diet.
But what I want to know is how you felt after. Did you start with the 5 spoonfuls of sauce?
Was the first thing peanut butter?
Yes. Okay, so you made the conscious peanut
butter
choice.
Peanut butter was at 3 p.m.
You made the choice to put a spoon in a jar and put that in your mouth. Like, what was your thought process? Did you not think at any point, like, you know, I've only got six days left.
No, I felt a little guilty.
Okay.
And then I ate it and I was like, golly, this is really good. because it's kind of my go-to. Like, I always kind of like just have a little taste. I love peanut butter. And I was like, you know what? I was getting to the point where.
Do you write your name on the peanut butter jar?
So,
and this is just for you to dip in?
No.
Oh, you should.
Now. I was getting to the point where I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm done with this. And so I was like, well, maybe just a little bit will hold me over. And so I did. And I had a little bit, and then I had a little bit of that sauce and three cashews.
Well, yeah, because you jumped off the cliff.
I didn't jump off the cliff. Jumping off the cliff is going to Burger King.
No, because you still, because the peanut butter let you think it was now open season. Like, I had the peanut butter, so now I can have the sauce. Now I can have the cashews.
Thank you, Carson.
That's it. Thank you. Because I've done it too. Like, I'm not putting you down for it. But it's like since I already did this, I'm the queen of that, and that's exactly what happened. I'll restart tomorrow.
And the deal is, I'm attempting to be paleo, but you know, there's days where I'll cheat, and then I'll go, well, you know what? I might as well just finish the rest of this day off. Hmm. And that's not the mentality we need to have. We need to be able to stop.
So then, why are you still trying to be paleo?
It's different.
That's not the same.
It's not the same as a challenge of
I'm going to eat just this one thing for just this many days. It's not the same.
It is when you're doing it.
No, it's not. And to prove that, I'm going to do it and I'm going to beat you.
Oh, yeah. Patrick is going to attempt to do the 10 daters of potatoes.
Drink just coffee with just a little bit of cream every day. I'm going to do water and potatoes.
Patrick's going to.
Wow.
It's the famine diet.
Yeah. Did you take supplements? Did you take vitamins?
I'm going to tell you something, though. No. Patrick and I were out the other night, and we were at a place that had a spread of cheeses and desserts and little hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and an open bar, which is my kryptonite.
But Patrick, if you're drinking only water and potato, that opens it up to vodka.
No.
But you know what? He did an amazing job in restraining. We sat there together going like, look at the cheese. We're just staring at the, it was, and you know what? We didn't have any of it.
I didn't eat any of it.
So I think he can do it, but I do fear about the events he's going to.
Yeah, the no liquor is going to be the hardest part.
Okay, here's, you know we're all different.
But if he could have just coffee with a little bit of creamer, can I have just liquor, just whiskey? Potatoes and whiskey.
You know what? You're asking me. You know what I would tell you?
No.
If having a little bit of whiskey helps you to keep your main goal, the larger picture,
The larger picture is not eating potatoes for 10 days. Because it was a stunt.
Then why are you so freaked out over a stunt?
Because you said you were going to do it, and you failed.
Seems like the only person who's freaked out over it is Big D.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you failed.
We're done.
We've already moved on. We were done talking about this on the radio show. You brought it to the podcast.
To your credit.
You wanted to keep going with your 10 days of potatoes.
For your honesty.
Yeah.
That you could have just come in and said, oh, yeah, dude, I'm still totally on it.
You know how many people in Texas were like, it's the radio.
Just tell people you did.
Just lie.
Why didn't you lie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know why? Because what you get here is honesty.
I just didn't.
Sorry.
Look at this right here.
Don't make it sound like we lied.
No, I'm just saying.
Someone texting in right now. Don't let them make you feel bad, Big D. If you stumble, that doesn't mean you fail and break something. You just get your balance back and keep going. You did great.
You did do
great.
But you did great.
You did three and a half days. Let me ask you this.
For 4 days, you ate nothing but potatoes. When you took a bite of that peanut butter, did it taste better than usual? Was it the best tasting peanut butter ever?
You know, it tasted better. It was not. It was not the clouds part moment I thought it was going to be.
You know, I go through that too.
But it might have been because I didn't do it long enough.
Interestingly enough, whenever I'm eating paleo and I have those cheat days, what's the one thing I go to? Cookie dough or ice cream or something like that. If I've been eating good and, you know, staying away from all the processed sugars and all that for weeks, and I go and I'll have...
Okay, Bubba's never done it for more than like 9 days.
I have. No, you can ask Stacy. Okay. I have definitely stayed on for weeks. I've been weak lately. The last several months, I go a week or two at a time. But anyway, what I was going to say is you go and you eat clean for a while, and then you eat that cookie dough. Eating paleo actually broke me of my love of cookie dough because I eat it now and I'm like, it's too much. Yeah. Like I used to be able to sit down with a whole tub of Toll House and kill it in one fell swoop.
Welcome kidding. To my Friday night.
Yeah, but I can't do that anymore. I can't do that anymore.
I'm sorry for you because it's great.
I would imagine that the spaghetti sauce was... That was super really good. Salty.
No, I think it would be sweet because
super
it had
oily.
Spaghetti
like,
sauce.
You could
a lot
taste
has sugar
all
in.
Of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
That was a lot.
Fresh basil in it.
Oh yeah.
So
was really good. So many
homemade?
Things.
Was it homemade spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Totally. Oh yeah.
That was really good. It was really good. But you know, hey, whatever.
So what's your plan now? Now that the potato thing for you is done,
I'll say the 2,500 calorie a day,
eating whatever you want, just restrictive.
No, not anything I want. Just I won't go crazy. Just good foods. Good
well, Patrick,
foods.
Whenever you do the diet, not the diet thing, but the calorie restrictions, do you eat anything you want, or do you eat like specific things?
I eat things that are easy to count. I eat things that are low calorie, so I can eat more. You know, I could buy. Really fattening, really high calorie bread and cheese and meats and make one sandwich that's 500 calories. Or I can do what I do, which is make three sandwiches with really low calorie bread, really low calorie meat. I'm serious.
My brother-in-law Tim comes over. What was it? Friday? Last Friday he was in the studio with us. So we're all hanging out and Patrick goes and gets a sandwich in the fridge. So I'm in there and I'm fixing some coffee and Tim, who hasn't seen Patrick in a while, goes, "Hot damn, what you making there?" Patrick had
three,
a stack of sandwiches.
Three sandwiches.
He's like, he ate a whole damn thing of bread. Yeah. He's about the most Cajun dude ever.
Yeah.
A whole thing of bread and the whole meat.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much? You know what that was? 600 calories. Nope. You know how many calories I ate that day? 1,500 maybe.
What are you trying to get it? What do you
My
need to get
My ceiling is 2,200, but I never hit it. I haven't hit it once. Is it maybe once in... 2.5 weeks, so.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm hardcore. Once I'm in.
No, you're in.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's go team potato.
You're totally in.
Team tater.
And
that's a hashtag. There we go. Team tater.
And you tear down those who are around you who don't make it.
It's good. Getting no support on yours.
Oh, my God. These guys turned so fast.
I didn't turn.
We didn't
I just
turn.
Said
you cheated. You cheated.
You we didn't turn.
They
All
yelled.
We said. No,
they
we
yelled.
Did.
Oh, I could
You
hear
cheated.
It.
It's over. Yep.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's almost like they were wanting me to fail.
He's making
no.
it
That's
way
the different
worse.
Mentality.
I wanted you to succeed. I was disappointed.
That's the difference.
That is what
I'm
it
not,
was.
I'm not
it
angry
was a
with
great,
you. I'm disappointed in you.
It was a disappointment.
Yeah. It was a total.
You let us down.
Oh my God! Yeah. You lost. You done. That was the mentality. It still is. I mean, he tries to hide it with. Yeah, I'm disappointed. But
it is.
It was a. I want you to fail. It's too bad. That's unfortunate. I wouldn't expect that from especially you. I can expect it from Bubba because he's kind of that way.
Sorry, man.
But as a guy who has struggled with weight your whole
this
life.
This is not a diet or not a lifestyle change.
It
was
doesn't matter.
A challenge.
It's still someone who's trying to better themselves and help lose weight. And all
no,
you could do is pile
crap.
On.
That
yes,
is
it
crap.
Is. You just piled
do you
on.
Have it, Carson, do you have it?
Have what?
The fiddle.
The world's tiniest violin. All right.
Listen, I'll be there for you. I'll try and help you.
I guarantee you, next week he's gonna cook the smelliest stuff. It's gonna be like popcorn.
He's gonna text you pictures of food.
Oh yeah, that's something he'll do.
I've always got bananas, and I've always said that one of my favorite things as far as like the paleo deal is making banana pancakes. And next week I think is the day that I bring the griddle in, and I'm gonna make banana pancakes. Big D, Carson, you guys are gonna love them. Patrick, I'm sorry.
I wonder if we can make
the smell is amazing.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, I
don't
like it.
You don't like it, do you? I saw that face.
No,
like, why would
do
you do that?
You. I saw. Okay. I wouldn't eat the banana pancakes anyway. So whatever.
No.
They're amazing. And I'm eating a banana right now.
Would not do that.
I know you guys are shocked.
It's tough. It's hard. Just eating one thing, whatever it is, it's not easy.
They're
plain.
You could eat your favorite food, but even if it's not plain, if you're eating your favorite food, mama's cooking, whatever that is, there's no way you could do that for 2 weeks. That's crazy.
I'll tell you the other thing that I
like. He says he didn't. He did.
I'm okay with getting out on is because I didn't burn myself. Like, I don't hate potatoes. Like, I don't know what that time is where you go, okay, I never want another potato. Because that was also a fear of mine.
I'm fine with that because potatoes are kind of one of my weaknesses. So if I never want to eat another potato again, that's probably going to do me, more good than bad over the next 25 years.
Can I also add this? Because there's several people who have asked on Facebook and on Twitter and all that. What about little Tater? Taylor is this little boy. He's got Down syndrome. And he loves us talking about the taters because that's what his mama and dad and everybody call him. They're like, oh, hey, Tater. And so he hears us saying the word tater on the radio and he thinks that we're talking about him. Yeah. So a lot of people are like, well, what are we going to do now if Big D's not doing it? Well, the good news is Patrick's doing it. So he gets 10 more days of people saying his name on the radio.
I'd forgotten about it.
About your promise yesterday. You're like, yesterday on the radio, Big D was like, oh.
I got so riled up.
I'm team.
I got so riled up at these two guys.
No. No, he forgot about it because when he put that peanut butter in his mouth and his brain just fried. Next thing and 2 hours later, you're like, I'm going to eat some spaghetti sauce. Why? Because the peanut butter got you, man. The drug, the sugar drug.
It was the gateway.
Yeah.
What is it that they say? Sugar is like 10 times more addictive than cocaine.
I believe that.
It is.
I believe that.
It's absolutely addictive.
What we need to do is talk to somebody who's been addicted to cocaine and get their opinion on it. Because who says sugar's 10 times more addicted to cocaine? Well, how do we know? We have nothing to compare it to. We have no baseline for that one.
Are you still doing your protein thing?
I might have fallen off the wagon the other day, but I did.
Get the rocks and stones away from these.
Yeah, I know. Put down your pitchforks. But yeah, I did four straight days of the protein shakes, and then the half day, kind of like you did. And then I was on the road going to a show. And
yeah, that's hard.
We stopped for food.
You getting back on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I jumped right back on, but it just. But I still had that.
Seriously? What? Seriously? What? It's a stunt, Patrick. And she just failed.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah,
first
it is.
Of all,
no, it's are you a doing this for the rest change. Of your life?
No, it was only supposed to be for a month. See?
It's a stunt. That's a stunt. You better jump all over that and yell.
We can't because she's a lady. Yeah. And it becomes bullying if we were to do that. And we're not bullies.
I've got boobs. Yell at her right now.
Shame on you, Carson. Shame.
I'll tell you what.
She didn't promise a little kid.
She didn't do it for Tater.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, getting on the scale was like the scariest thing ever because I was so glad with the way the scale was looking. And the next day I'm like, oh boy. Oh, let's do this. And I go, oh, all right. It didn't do too badly. But then it's weird thoughts going that, well, I mean, then it wasn't so bad. Maybe I could have some more food. Like, no, just shut your pile.
Yeah. I ate broccoli soup that I made at myself last night.
That sounds good. Do you use Velveeta?
I didn't use cheese. Broccoli, chicken broth, and a little bit of like cream of mushroom. Just to kind of balance it out.
I've never had that.
Mostly just broccoli, salty broccoli water.
Do you like egg?
Pretty good.
Do you like egg? Oh, you can't eat. Do you guys like eggplant? You can't eat it either. Do you eat eggplant?
Yeah, I'll eat eggplant.
But you can't because you're on your thing.
Oh, well, not right now, but I like eggplant.
I may bring you because we have some at the house that we grew.
I don't eat it fried. That's the only thing. I mean, but I do love
it's
eggplant.
Fresh and we don't like it. So.
Where it's kind of slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I didn't. She made it this week. I didn't eat it because I was, doing potatoes, but Gunner was like, "Oh my god, Dad!" Behind Kathy's back, he's like, "Oh, it's terrible." I'm like, well, "Don't tell your mom." Just and I was like, "Oh, you know what? I need to tell her so she doesn't keep making it."
Yeah.
And so,
how does she make it? Is it fried?
She, it was fried.
Like eggplant parm.
It's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And it was, he didn't like it. And of course, Zach was like, "Well, fine to me." It's funny. You have one kid. You have one kid who's like eats anything, and the other one is like, eh.
"Dude, I have three kids. I have one who eats anything, one who eats only selectively, and the other who doesn't eat enough." It's crazy.
Who's doesn't eat enough?
Olivia doesn't eat enough because she's caught up in that world of, you know,
being skinny, yeah, teenage girl.
You got to look good, the whole thing. Ava is extremely.
I wish I was
picky.
In that world.
And then, guess what? Never ever happened to me, even being a teenage
and then
girl.
Frankie's like, "Hey, man, just give me some food.
Yeah,
hook a brother up." And it's a struggle at our house because we can't have a normal meal, you know. And then you got me over here trying to eat paleo, and then my wife cooks a little. Like, she'll cook everything and then like keep it separate so I can take my portion out first, and then she'll mix it up for the rest of the family.
What is it that you don't eat that they do? That you don't eat that they do? Yeah,
the bread, rice, potatoes. Yeah. That kind of stuff, beans,
stuff with sugar, like sauces.
Yes,
bean is not. That's not paleo. Bean,
no,
paleo is
basically eating like they did before people farmed. You know, you eat all the fruits and vegetables and meats and things like that that you can, and you know that you want, and it's just, you know, move a little, get out and go play, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
eat
see,
well
I tried
and go
the
play.
Paleo thing though, and I basically boiled it down to. Cool. I can eat avocados and nuts. That's all I was eating, which was basically like, how many calories was I ingesting? Because I'm like, yep, just keep bringing them on.
Well, how many people have you ever seen get fat from eating over? So-and-so ate too many avocados. No, it doesn't happen. I mean, that's kind of the liar, liar.
Carson,
this
me,
guy right
I'm
here.
The only one.
Let's go back to our McDiscussion from earlier. I mean, we all know that.
Nah.
We all know what gets us overweight. We all do. And that's the one thing I wish I could go back and tell myself. You know, like the Brad Paisley Letter to Me song? I wish I could go back and tell myself, dude, you're in great shape, man. You're in great shape. Two things. Don't work as much as you do. And second, don't eat as much as you're about to. Because there's a point in our lives, and I know exactly when it was, when we were doing the two shows a day, that's when I started packing on the weight. Because we were working 12-hour days, and we were traveling nonstop, and we had all these things, and we got fat.
That was just so hard physically, man.
We used to do
mentally,
two shows
physically.
Every day on the radio, and they had to be separate, and it was just dumb.
Awful.
We did it for false promises. They dangled this carrot of...
That's
we're
the
gonna,
worst.
Yeah, they dangled
we
this thing.
We did all that for nothing.
They dangled it like a donkey and leading it, you know, with a carrot, and you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to keep on going.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because there's other people in that same position right now.
And don't know they're in it.
And you want
to... Are you saying that people in radio... tell you things that turn out not to be true.
It's not just radio. It's just people in business.
Just people.
No, that's why. It's the higher-ups that...
Yeah.
They just want to use you for where they can get out of you, and then they use you up and you move on. And that's in anything, especially the creative arts. Athletes, you know, they want to get you while they can, get you into your prime, and then get you out.
As soon as you're not... on their plan, and that's the thing. You get a new coach in there. That's what we had. We had a new coach, if per se, come in, and they're like, "Oh, you're not my guy."
That's it.
And
you're
not
my guy.
They changed the defense. They changed the offense, and you're not in their scheme. And it's crazy, man. We gave up a lot, and I always kicked myself because I gave up a lot of time with my kids. I gave up a ton of time with my wife that I shouldn't have. And I will always, forever hold a grudge against that little crew, and I know exactly who they are.
Yeah.
And that lied to us the entire time.
Not the entire time.
It was the last 3 years of that.
Yeah. I feel
this took a turn, didn't it?
Who wants a potato?
I want a potato. I'm going to draw faces on it.
Bubba's going to have a potato. I'm going to eat a cookie cake.
I'll go have a protein shake.
I think we got out of it in time for me to not really lose anything with my daughter. She was still, you know, very young when we stopped chasing the carrot. And my marriage was doomed anyway, I'm pretty sure. So I don't think that was it. But I will tell you, what it cost me was health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I probably took 10 years off my life
absolutely.
By working that job.
I couldn't agree
the way
more.
I did.
Couldn't agree more. And I not only agree with you, but
do you
for
remember,
me as well.
Do you remember? We left that company, and I went and I got, like, 6 weeks later, I went and I got a new driver's license, and you have to take a new picture. And the picture came out, and I texted it to D. I said, holy crap, side by side, the two licenses, the license when I was busting it for them and doing everything they needed me to do and all that, and the picture of me 6 weeks after leaving that company, I was 5 years younger. Yeah. That's how taxing it was on me.
It was like being the president. Like, you aged, boom, bad.
I don't think it was quite that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. You're right. Actually, not even close. But it was, it's just the stress of trying to, because we never knew. It's one thing to say, hey, if you do this, I'll be happy. Because we're people pleasers, like a lot of people are. And so you do this and we'll be happy. Well, that kept moving. That kept changing.
That line.
And you never get to the point where you didn't know, because they didn't know. No one knew, and they still don't. Over there, they're just all trying to just keep their job, and they're all aging, and they're all aging quickly too, and quickie. And but anyway,
it's so nice to be young and beautiful again.
I know.
We always got that.
I feel
speech.
Like I have not gotten that back. I have not gotten back to young and beautiful.
You've got the vibrant look at though. Look at your face. It's look coming, at your man. Face, man. It's you're coming, you're man. Beautiful.
You're almost there.
I still work. As Patrick, much as I did, but it with so much less stress.
Patrick used to have really dark black hair, and then we worked for them. And
well, no. Now, my hair started going gray when I was 14, but then when I got to...
I was making a joke.
I dyed it for years when it was long.
Yeah.
Patrick used to have long hair down in the middle of his...
That is true.
Those Patrick are the was, weirdest
it's been
pictures
so
I've
long.
Ever seen.
Think about it. There are so many people...
All he did was sit here and play with his hair constantly. Like, you see how he does this thing with his beard sometimes? Yeah. It's just a nervous thing or just a boredom thing. He used to play with his hair, just stroking his hair constantly. I'm like, dude, please stop.
I didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
I really did.
What? Yes, you did.
Not that much.
Okay. Oh, constantly.
It was awesome.
You know what I miss? I miss whenever you had the beard shaped into the point. It looked like an upside down mountain.
I had that for literally like a minute.
I liked that.
I also for a minute I had a mohawk.
I liked the mohawk.
The mohawk.
The mohawk
hot.
Was cool. Yep. That was cool.
We all agreed on the. Did you ever see the mohawk?
I'm not sure I've seen those pictures.
Yeah. The mohawk.
I was still married, so that was more than that was 6 years ago.
Big shout out to Nuremberg, Germany. By the way, I don't want to forget that. And it's like the international.
I do have a
day.
Question about the long hair because I've seen the pictures, and I'm wondering what was the why? Why was the hair that long? What was?
I was a rock and roll singer. That was part of the thing.
Patrick
man.
Patrick no, no. was only working with us temporarily because his plan was that he was going to end up becoming famous. He was writing some great songs, and he's like, you know, this is where I'm going.
When I started working here, it was a week after my 20th birthday. So I started working with Big D and Bubba when I was 20 years old. So I was still in college, and I was still, and that was right when I started growing it. It was probably about the middle of my face. And then, yeah, for the next 6 years, man, we were rock and roll singers. Part of the makeup rock and roll singers is the long hair.
Oh, see, I like them. I gotta say, the mohawk way better than the long hair.
I love the mohawk.
Yeah, the mohawk's good.
Yeah, you need to bring that back.
You see it?
You look dangerous.
The mohawk with just the goatee.
What's up with that look?
So
that's what I'm saying. He looks dangerous. All you need is like a swastika on your forehead.
That's what he's sending out for his promo pic. Yeah. Like the brand new single that's going to rock your face
off. The long goatee with the
Mr.
mohawk.
Manson.
It was like a line up and down my face.
Impacting Radio Monday.
You've heard of Metallica. Now you're the band that really rocks. Patrick and his mohawk.
And there's a long hair
look
picture.
That. Look at her.
Hey. That's a hot chick, man. That chick's got some hot hair.
Jeez, man.
I miss the hair. I do.
No.
I miss the hair.
No, first of all, fat dudes great. Can't have hair like
no,
that.
No, no.
Like
I mean,
it's
I wasn't
just impossible.
Skinny then, but
it's impossible. Look, you take the most fit of any of us in our prime and we couldn't do it. It's just it doesn't work. It doesn't. And I don't know. Please don't do the hair thing.
No, don't.
Bubba's very scared
I'm
now.
I'm kind of begging. Please don't.
There's nothing worse
was
than when
so
I go to...
against me having long hair. And when Bubba was that age, he had long hair. It was so hypocritical.
Yeah, but mine was sun
bleached.
That's
what you guys do, man.
Mine was sun bleached. It's easy. It's easy to throw it throw the stones when they're on somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hard going stones. To these shows and seeing guys in the audience with long hair because a lot of them don't really keep it up too well. And you want to be like, just bro, get the clippers.
Oh, my hair was kept up.
You're done.
I'm going to say that.
Oh, he really did keep it up.
Yeah,
Patrick. Patrick had
it's like a curtain.
He had
it like hung around you.
You had Asian lady hair.
Well,
I mean,
near
it was,
the end,
it was beautiful. It really was.
It was. I have very, very, very curly hair, and I used to get it straightened. It was so.
Oh, my. Oh, God, did you really?
I had it bioionically straightened once, which is where it was like straight. It literally was Asian people hair for like.
I think you've had more pedicures than I have, so I don't know why I'm surprised.
Patrick with the good
you
hair.
Want a clear coat?
I don't get
you
the
want
clear
a gel?
Coat. That's too much. Clear coat is too much.
Hey, I do want to mention this because I think it needs to. We're doing this really cool T-shirt that we have up on our website. I'm going to go ahead and show. Let's see if I can get the camera close enough to that. It's a Love Thy Neighbor shirt, and we have both men's and women's styles. They're gray heather shirts, and they're awesome. And what they're going to do is only until Wednesday, all the proceeds, and then these T-shirts go away, but all of the proceeds, 100% of it, goes to help the flood victims in Louisiana.
And we
it's
don't
terrible.
Mean that the after Wednesday, we're not going to give. No, after Wednesday, you can't get this shirt.
The shirt will
period.
Disappear. This is like
this,
super
we're
mega
one
limited.
Big order yeah. on Thursday morning. That's it. So
if you want one of the shirts, go ahead and order it for that. If you want to get it because you know that it's going to help give to help the flood victims, then go ahead and get it for that reason. But no matter what you do, do it between now and Wednesday. Matter of fact, do it as soon as you're done with the podcast. Just go and do it. We got the link on our Facebook. We got it on our Twitter. We've been putting it on Tumblr and Snapchat, and it's on our website.
I know he doesn't want us to say this, but our friend Peter just bought 50 T-shirts.
Oh, go on,
which is $1,000 worth of T-shirts from our sister company, Compass.
Big love, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. You know, that's super cool of him.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be upset with me for saying that on the podcast. But
no, that's good. Hey, no, you know, here's the thing. It's good because, one, again, they're getting cool shirts, but they're also giving, and that's what it's all about. I could care less how many people actually wear the shirts. It's just the fact that you're giving. You're doing something. Here's another avenue to where you can give. But at the same time, you do get a really cool shirt. I think the shirts are beautiful.
Yeah, and the money is helping people who are really hurting right now. And, I mean, you look at Livingston Parish is, what, 90%?
95% of all homes in the entire parish. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what a parish is, it's a county.
Livingston
it's the same
Parish
thing.
Is not a middle-of-nowhere county. It is.
It's a very big
suburb of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Bubba used to live there.
Yeah.
And
by the way, Rob Buxton designed the shirts. Big props to him. He did it completely gratis. Said, no, man, I just want to do this to help out the people. So I thought that was cool.
And Rob is British.
Rob is in
He's
the
in
United
England.
Kingdom right now, and he did the shirt to help the people in Louisiana. So, again, people coming together from all over the place, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, definitely get the shirt if you can, if you feel it in your heart to help out. Or just donate. If you don't, I don't care how you do it.
It says love thy neighbor. Come on. It doesn't get much better than that.
It's pretty cool. That's a great design.
And the great thing, too, is once years from now, you could pull this shirt out of your closet and it's not going to be outdated. It's not going to say love thy neighbor 2016. It's going to say love thy neighbor. And you know what? Frilly? There's nothing better than that.
Do you say frilly?
I don't know what I said.
I think you said frilly. There's nothing better than that?
Well, I think I might have switched words mid-sentence. You know, sometimes you do that. You're
I got it, but you definitely said...
You know how it works around here. When somebody does that in this building, they're going to get called out for it.
Yeah.
I think that's like the first thing I learned.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no...
Hey, Carson, welcome to the family. I hope you enjoy working here. Listen, if you mispronounce a word, we're going to crucify you
There's a word that has been invented in this building. It's called fruck. Don't look it up on the internet because you'll never be able to find it.
No.
Big T's like, what?
Is that,
but I've heard that in here. It's freaking something. I don't know.
There's also supposedly, which if you say that the correct way, you will be corrected. And of course,
I'm not even sure how to say it now.
Nuclear?
Because
what's the one he says?
All these are pointing to me.
No. Nuclear. No, the one that doesn't point to you is FIY. Because FIY comes from an email that a guy we know sent. What? At Hurricane Katrina, so that's 11 years ago. So for 11 years, we have been saying FIY instead of FYI.
Because this guy didn't know the difference.
And if you say it correctly in this building, you get correct.
Yeah, we go,
I think you mean FIY.
Yes.
I think
That's exactly what happens. Again, the shirts are at bigdandbubba.com. Click on the store button and you'll be able to do it there.
FYI. You only have until Wednesday.
Yes. Once again,
supposedly.
Supposedly.
Thank you to the Safer Ride app. Thousands of people are killed. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every single year. It's a sad, sad fact. And if you've been drinking, get a cab. Call a cab, get a ride, call a friend, something. Do whatever you got to do to get home safely, because it's not only your life that's up at risk, it's somebody else's. And it could be their kid, their mom, their dad, yes, whomever. So please get a ride, drive sober, or get pulled over. And I'm going to go eat now. That banana made me hungry.
Well,
you want to come and get some potatoes with me?
Potatoes?
You can have some. Oh, I'm sorry. You're eating good now.
I was eating good. Potatoes are good. I don't have any left. I ate the last one.
Except for the bags.
Patrick, I'll bring you my...
Yeah, when are you starting with the potatoes? Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
6 sacks of potatoes coming your way, Patrick.
Yeah.
Don't say sack.
What do you say then? 6
bag.
Bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, bags. Guys should never say sack.
Sack of potatoes. No. Nope.
You shouldn't.
Can I have your potato sack?
What happens when you tackle the quarterback?
Well, you sack the quarterback.
Okay.
It's different. Yeah. I'm just saying...
It's okay when it's a verb.
Sure.
Yes, you know.
That's right. Okay, we're done. Thank you.
I forgot to hit the button.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Because
you can listen to the regular show.
Yeah, every day.
On the radio.
It's on the radio.
Every day.
It's a podcast.
It was the podcast.
He's sorry.